This morning I was faced with a dilemma. My dilemma this morning is going to be the topic of our 10-minute halacha shiur this morning. I had to get back to camp because I wanted to give shiur, and it was a fast day. It is a fast day, and it's therefore a long davening. So the easiest thing for me to do would have been to get up at 5:30 or 6 o'clock, get in the car, and 6 o'clock regular time, which is 5 o'clock camp time, I'd be here by 7 o'clock, plenty of time to spare in time for davening. But the downside of that is that I would then involve traveling almost 2 hours of driving before davening. And that is not so pashut that one is allowed to do that. So I ended up not doing that. I ended up staying home and davening. Let me explain why. There is a Gemara in Maseches Brachos, Daf Yud Daled Amud Aleph, where the Gemara tells us, Amar Rav Idi Bar Avin, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashiyan, the person is not allowed to take care of his own needs before he davens. You shouldn't have chores to do. You shouldn't do things for your own benefit before you daven. First priority in the morning is you take care of your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you take care of everything else. In the very next line, the Gemara says, Vam Rav Idi Baravin, Am Rav Yitzchak Barashiyan, same person says, Kala Mispalel V'achar Kach Yotze L'derech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Osalo Chafatzav. That if a person davens before traveling, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of such a person, will take care of all of the needs of such a person. So the impression you might get from this Gemara is, okay, that it's usher for you to do things that you need to do before davening, but it's a really good idea to daven before you travel, but not that it's usher to travel before you daven, because after all, the way the Gemara says it is that anyone who davens first and then travels, Hashem takes care of them. So it sounds like that's a very nice thing to do, but not that it's absolutely required. However, the Beis Yosef in Siman Peitas says that such a reading of the Gemara would be incorrect. That would be an inaccurate reading of the Gemara. What the Gemara is telling us is, it is usher to travel before you daven. One is not allowed to travel before davening in the morning. The question is, to what degree is it usher? Like, why is it usher? Mishra Brura and Sivkat and Chaf in Siman Peitas understands that it's the same halacha as the previous halacha mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara said you're not allowed to take care of your needs before you daven. Traveling is one of a person's personal needs. So just like you're not allowed to take care of your personal needs, you're not allowed to travel. It's just an example of a personal need that you're not allowed to do before davening. But there's nothing special about traveling. The Kleisenberger Rebbe, however, in his Tshuvas Divrei Yatziv, understands differently. In his Divrei Yatziv, or Chaim Siman Unches, he understands that traveling before davening is a greater isser than doing anything else before davening. He relies on a Gemara in Erev and Daf Samach Dalid, where the Gemara says, Derech Tardoso, that when a person travels, he gets all flublunged, he's not able to focus, and he's not going to be able to have proper kavana, and therefore, while checking your emails or doing some errands or doing some chores before davening may not be ideal, it may not be best, but traveling before davening, that's really bad, because that's going to not only be a disrespect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're doing something before you take care of your relationship with Hashem, but it's actually going to ruin your tefillah also, and therefore that's even worse to do before davening than any of one's other needs. There are some kulas, however. The Ramah writes in Siman Pei Tassiv Gimel, V'yesh mekilin li'acha sha'amru miktsas brachos kodim sha'amru baruch sha'amar. That some are mekel that as long as you say Baruch Sashachar and you say some brachos, even just the parts in the Siddur that are before Baruch Sha'amar, then there are some that are mekel. And then the Ramah adds, but v'tov l'hachmir b'zeh. But it's good to be machmir on that, and not to rely that saying Baruch Shamar, saying the brachos, the Baruch Shachar, is good enough. Now, why wouldn't it be good enough? After all, you're taking care of your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on some level before you're traveling. So the way the Gemara had phrased it was that kol ha-mispalel v'achar kach yotze l'derech is a good thing. When you're mispalel and then you travel. Mispalel always in the Gemara means Shmona Esrei. Tefillah in general, whenever the word tefillah is just yustam, it always means Shmona Esrei. So it's difficult to assume, like the Ramah, like the Yesh Mekilin of the Ramah, that saying a few Birchs Shach is good enough. On top of that, the Orach HaShulchan on the spot points out that the Ramah is very difficult for another reason. The Orach HaShulchan points out that the Ramah is quoting from a Chumash HaDeshen in Simin Yud Ches. Chumash HaDeshen is an interesting sefer. It's a Shailah Chuvah sefer, but no one ever asked him any Shailahs. He asked himself that it was a style of writing, it was a literary style, where he wrote wrote his halacha sefer in a question-answer format, and in the Trumas Hadeshen, he has the shayla where he writes the shayla that what are people samechan when they have the practice of saying a few berachos shachar and then traveling before they daven? And his answer is nothing. It's wrong because tefillah means Shmona Esrei, and therefore you're not allowed to travel before you daven Shmona Esrei. That's how the Trumas Hadeshen writes. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, Rama's quoting from the Trumas Hadeshen, he says, Yesh Mekilin, who's the Yesh Mekilin? The Yesh Mekilin is the fictitious character that the Trumas Hadeshen made up to be asking him the question just to set up as a foil so that he could then reject. I mean, there is no Yesh Mekilin. No one ever said it. He's quoting from the Shoel of the Trumas Hadeshen, which isn't even a rabbi. No one ever held that way. Trumas Hadeshen just set that up to reject it. And therefore, it says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's very strange that the Rama writes Yesh Mekilin and Tov LaHachmir. Neither part is correct. It's not Yesh Mekilin. No one was ever Mekil, and therefore it's not Tov LaHachmir. It's Ein LaHakel. You should not be Mekil on this at all. However, even the Aruch HaShulchan, who disagrees with the Rama, points out that if you're going to do a Dvar Mitzvah, then it would be Mutter. That if what you need to take care of before davening is a Dvar Mitzvah, or the reason you need to travel is for a Mitzvah, then it would be Mutter to do such things before davening. The Aruch HaShulchan gives examples. He says you're going to give tzedakah or to collect tzedakah. You're going shopping for Shabbos or Yontif, taking care of your Shabbos and Yontif needs. Shulchan Aruch says one is allowed to do on Friday morning before davening, that is all permissible. Let's say you have to go pick up a parent from the airport. Aruch HaShulchan doesn't give that example, but that you're allowed to do before davening as long as it's some sort of mitzvah need. Now Rav Vosner in Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Ches, Simen Yotes, goes so far as to say that since the Lashon of the Rama is just Tov LaHachmir, so how do you gauge that? When do you assume you're in a situation where you should say, okay, this is a good situation, this is a good to be machmir kind of situation, and when do you assume that you could rely on the Yesh Mekilin? So Rav Vosner, unlike the Aruch HaShulchan, who rejects the Rama, Rav Vosner says, no, you got to take the Rama at his word, that Mi'ikra Din, it's mutter as long as you say Birch HaShachar, but Tov LaHachmir, it's a good thing to be machmir. So he says, you know what Tov LaHachmir means? It means that if there's absolutely no reason why you would want to be Mekil, then it's a good thing to be Machmir. So, for example, if you want to travel early before davening, let's say a lot of people, there's a guy in Meshul that works in Newark, and he lives in North Woodmere. Now, to travel from North Woodmere to Newark during rush hour will take him 2.5 hours. But if he leaves at 6 a.m., it will take him 50 minutes at most, 45, 50 minutes, and he'll be able to get there and daven in Newark or in the vicinity, in Elizabeth or whatever, somewhere in that area. So for him, the reason that he would want to travel before davening is that he doesn't want to sit in traffic. Says Rav Vosner, that's fine, that's good enough. Tov LaHachmir means when there's absolutely no reason not to be machmir, then you should be machmir. But if you have any reason that you'd want to be mekil, then you're allowed to be mekil. Again, that is against the Aruch HaShulchan. So far we have the Rama, who is extremely lenient, and Rav Vosner passes like the Rama, who says that as long as you say Birch HaShachar, you're pretty much fine. You have the Aruch HaShulchan, who's a little more machmir and says, I'll be lenient for a Dvar Mitzvah, but I don't get this whole Birchas HaShachar thing. I don't think that's any excuse. You have to have a real Dvar Mitzvah in order to be able to go. And then, to the other extreme, you have the Divrei Yatziv, the Kleisenberger Rebbe, who I alluded to before, where the Kleisenberger Rebbe says, I don't even think you could be Mekel for a Dvar Mitzvah. He says, yeah, the Shulchan Aruch allows shopping for Shabbos or Yantif. Those are taking care of mitzvos midorais or midivrei Kabbalah that are very important mitzvos. That we allow you to do. And he says, and also, that's not about traveling before davening. That's about chores before davening. Yeah, chores before davening will allow for Dvar Mitzvah. Traveling before davening, we're not going to allow for Dvar Mitzvah. This is the Kleisenberger Lashitasa, where he assumes traveling is more chamor than doing tzrachav, than doing whatever it is that you need to do, than taking care of your chores before davening. So he says, yeah, to do your chores before davening, if it's a Dvar Mitzvah, that might be mutter, but that would be mutter. But traveling before davening, he thinks even for a Dvar Mitzvah would not be permissible. Now the question is, what's called, parenthetically, in the Isha Yisrael, he quotes from Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul in Orlet Tzion, Chelik Bey Simon Zayin Ozvav and from Chaim Kanievsky that let's say you live in Tel Aviv or you live in Beit Shemesh and you want to daven at the Kotel, so he said that you're allowed to do. To travel to the Kotel, that's considered a big enough Tzvar Mitzvah. Again, on the other side, the Kleisenberger Rebbe was very machmir about this. He thought even traveling for a bris is also to do, because you're not allowed to travel for a Tzvar Mitzvah. So if you live like me in North Woodmere and you have a bris in Teaneck, he holds that you're not allowed to daven at the bris. You got to daven at home, then drive to the bris. So very, very different views. But how long of a trip is considered to be traveling is considered to be yotzei l'derech. So Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul has a chiddush in Or LeZion in the same tshuva where he says anything less than an hour and a half is not called yotzei l'derech. This is not an Ashkenazi Sephardi split, but most of the Ashkenazi poskim happen to not agree with that. They happen to assume that yotzei l'derech means beyond your normal reach of shuls that you would typically daven at. That's outside of your normal town. I guess we could use similar gedarim of Baila Be'ir. You know, well, not exactly, but beyond your normal where you would normally travel to for davening, because you know everyone travels before davening. You travel to. I happen to travel about 50 feet from my house to my shul, but everyone travels. So you have to be magdir, obviously. So you assume whatever's outside of your normal range of shuls that you would daven at. Now, how early on does this halacha apply? I mean, let's say I want to wake up at 3 in the morning and I want to come here. It happens to be the fast start of this morning. I think it's something like 4:17. So that was Alos HaShachar was kind of early today. So how early does this halacha apply? So the halacha is from Alos HaShachar, from that you're not allowed to travel. Yishei Sol points out that even though the poskim say Alos HaShachar, what they must mean is Samuch LaAlos HaShachar, that normally when you have a mitzvah to do, you're not allowed to start engaging in some other activity, not just at the zman of that mitzvah, but within 30 minutes of the zman of the mitzvah. So even Samuch LaAlos HaShachar would be forbidden. The most interesting chumrah, though, in this sugya is the chumrah of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Yotes, and this would be a game changer. Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Kesef Mishnah in the sixth paragraph of Hilchos Tefillah that this halacha is not only about traveling before Shachris, it's also about traveling before Mincha and traveling before Mariv, which would be wild. That means if you are in, let's say, Yeshiva University, and you're going home you're going home Thursday night for whatever reason, because you don't believe in night seder on Thursday night. So you decide that you're going to daven Mariv at home. So you would not be allowed to go home until you daven Mariv in Yeshiva University. You would not be allowed to go and then just decide to daven wherever your normal shul is, if this halacha were widely accepted. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah seems to say. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Sif Dalet in Siman Pei Tes strongly implies that it only relates to Shachris. So Rav Vazner sort of smooths things over for us a little bit. Rav Vazner and Shevet Alevi Chel Ches Simin Ches points out that probably you could view it as two distinct problems with traveling before davening. First of all, you're taking care of your own needs before davening, and that's something that only applies at Shachris. Because the idea of taking care of your own needs before davening is, how could the first thing you do in a day be take care of yourself before you take care of your relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam? So that's only a Shachris issue, that's not a Mincha and a Mariv issue. The second issue, though, is that very often when you travel somewhere else, you ever go to a shul you haven't been to before? So how's your davening when you're in a shul that you haven't been to before? You're worried, are you sitting in someone's seat? You're looking around, oh, look how many windows there are here. I don't know, you're looking, over here it's easy, none, but you're looking, you look at different things and you're not really focused. So he says the other issue with traveling before davening is not an issue of taking care of yourself before you take care of your relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's that you're not going to be able to have kavana wherever you're going to, because it's not your normal place. It's not your makom kavua. I mean, it relates to the halacha of being chayiv to be kovea makom litzvilaso. So he says, if the place you're traveling to is a shul that you daven in all the time, and you have a makom, then you'll have perfect kavana there. You'll have kavana just as well there as you would wherever you are. So then there would be no problem of traveling before mincha and mariv. So that's probably what the olam is samechan, or some other explanation, when we all travel and people come home from work all the time after the Zman Mincha has arrived and still catch Mincha at home, or after the Zman Mariv has arrived and still catch Mariv at home. But it's just important to be aware that this halacha does exist. So I tried to be makvid this morning, plus they wanted me to give the daf yomi in shul this morning, so I davened in an early minyan, gave the daf, and came here after davening.